River 1467, your feel-good station. It is great to have Janine Norris joining me again from the Great Australian Vanilla Slice Triumph. You were the treasurer, I can say you were, because it's done and dusted, but wow, what a day on Saturday. It was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, look, Dave, thanks for having me back. Yeah, we were just overwhelmed with the support that we had on Saturday, and even though the weather was looking a little inclement and the weather report, we just packed them in between 9 and 1.30. Over 5,000 people came out to see what we were up to.
5,000 people, that's huge.
I know. At one point I looked out of my office window because I was sitting in the front reception part of my office, looked across the road, and I couldn't see where the judges shot. What, there was just a sea of people.
Yeah,
I could
like
not
that.
See across the road. Right.
Now, we were just talking off air about the fact that I was referring to you as Smiley on the weekend, but on Saturday, every second person happened to have a smile on their face, and for no particular reason, I'm sure, happened to have a bag which may have had half a dozen vanilla slices in it.
Well, you know, we sold over 20,000 vanilla slices that day, so I can't imagine a single person didn't have a bag of vanilla slices as they walked past you.
It was huge. Now, we were just again talking off air, and I was talking to one of the staff from St. Rosa Bread and Butter Bakery on Saturday. I think it was Caitlin. It was going so well, they had to go back for stock, and then what was the go with that?
Well, apparently the story that I heard is they had to sell all of Sunday's stock as well, and then Caitlin had to go back and make more overnight ready for Sunday morning trade, because historically Sunday is a huge day as well for our bakeries with vanilla slices.
Of course it is, the day after. Oh, I didn't make it out there yesterday, but I really feel like a vanilla slice.
Correct.
Now. So, oh, wow.
So they got, and in fact, I was at Bread and Butter Bakery at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning getting a dozen vanilla slices to take to my activities for the day.
So half a dozen wasn't enough?
No.
Vanilla slice, never enough.
No.
Well, see, I got half that story because Caitlin said that they had to go and get extra stock. I didn't realise it was the Sunday stock they had to go and grab.
Look, it was such a wonderful day. We had a young boy out there selling vanilla slices from Minters at Redcliffe's as a fundraiser. He plays baseball.
I think you spoke to him, Blake. Blake.
Yep. And when he ran out, some of the other bakeries bought
just
over a tray for him to, and donated a tray of vanilla slices for him to sell. It was that kind of day.
Now, I do understand that he was selling water as well, which people hadn't thought of. Water came from the sky. But again, that was Coca-Cola that got behind him for that.
Yeah, awesome.
And 16 years old, going across to play baseball at the home of baseball over in the US.
So that's the feel that we had at Merbein on Saturday. It was a real community thing. And I went into the Merbein Cafe, a pizza cafe that's one of our sponsors for the event, and their coffee guy was sitting on the floor at 4 o'clock going, "Oh, no, I've still got all night to go," because they are open for the evening service. They had been so busy. It was great to support our locals as well, you know, with the Lions Market being there. And I'll tell you who else had a good day, and that was the Rotary Barbecue.
Is that true?
Sausage, yes. They had sold out like by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh, is that true?
They had to go and get more stuff from the supermarket, more sausages, and, you know, they were just going all day.
Now, the kids had a heap of fun too, I noticed.
Oh, look.
The kids run off their feet, which is good, just run them off their feet.
Yeah, the petting zoo was so popular. The climbing wall was popular. There was a line up there for the kids to climb the wall. Just a face painting. You know,
Fiona, right next to me.
She was exhausted at the end of the day. She was thankful that she'd got a helper for the day. And the kids wandering around, as you said, with smiles on their faces. They've had their face painted. They've got a little bag from one of the mascots, whether it be the SES, the Fire Brigade, or our local Merbein Bendigo Community Bank. So, you know, it was just such a huge day. And I tell you, even our fringes, like the Merbein Club, which is a sponsor, G&T Schnitzels around the corner, they all benefited as well from the day.
The RSL would have benefited too.
The RSL had the apparently, I didn't get there, but they had Devonshire teas snacks and sandwiches, and they were run off their feet.
I've got to ask, you did have clowns out there. What was the go with that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, look, if you're looking for clowns out at DCS, at Diggerland Community Service, they have three of the best clowns out there running around. They were singing, playing music, had a little car for kids to climb in, and were very colourful.
And they are always up for a bit of fun and a bit of chat too, even when they're not in
costume.
The
yes, exactly even when right. they're not in costume, they're up for a bit of a chat.
Well, look, just quickly, next year, does it mean we're going to be on again for next year?
Well, we are hoping. No decision has been made yet, but such a successful day. Mildura Rural City Council are amazing. They sponsored the event as well. Oyin Inc. Own the naming rights.
Oh, of course.
So we'll be in discussion in the next few weeks just to ensure that we can go again next year.
Keep us in the loop.
We will, absolutely. There'll be a big announcement when we're given
Lovely.
The go-ahead.
Well, we'll keep the fingers crossed, Janine.
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk again, thinking positive, we'll talk again this time next year, but a couple of months before. So
sure, no problem. Look forward to it.